Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Also, we want to remind you of a series of gospel meetings that are in progress at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Services are tonight at 7 o'clock. And we urge you to come and to be with us if at all possible. Bring your Bibles, bring your family, and expect to hear a message from God's Word. See and hear the things that are being done and compare those with what the Scriptures teach. This meeting will continue through Friday night. So if you can't make it tonight, then keep Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in mind as well. Again, these services will be at 7 o'clock each evening. I want us to picture a situation. Two men are told to measure a board. The first man uses what he thinks is a yardstick, but it's 3 inches too short to be a yardstick. The second man has what he thinks to be a yardstick, but it's 2 inches too long than a yardstick. So the men measure the board, but guess what? Well, they both get two different lengths for the same board. The obvious reason for these men getting the different measurements would be that both have used a different standard of measurement, though they thought they were using the same. Truth of the matter was, one of those sticks was 33 inches long, the other stick was 38 inches long. Each man might think that he's right. And, of course, we know what's going to result. Confusion. Well, today, in the religious world, there's a lot of confusion. There are various reasons for this. But perhaps one most important reason is that there are too many sources of authority that are being used. Most of the religious people in society today believe, at least to some extent, that the Bible is to be a source of authority. However, these same people may not accept the Bible as the only source of authority. And furthermore, even when they say that they accept only the Bible, they will sometimes turn to other sources of authority when they're not able to justify that which they're practicing religiously. So what I want us in our study time today is to look and consider some of these inappropriate standards of authority that are commonly used today to justify religious practices. First of all, some people use the concept of the majority. That to them is somewhat of a standard of a right and wrong in religious matters. They feel that if a majority of the people are practicing a particular thing, then it can't be wrong. You know, you can kind of hear things like, well, there are millions in the religious world that I am a part of. Or, there are many who believe like I believe. Well, does the fact that a majority believes a certain thing make it right? Is it correct to use the majority as a source of authority or to believe a certain way simply because there are so many others that do? You know, it should be obvious that the majority is not to be a standard of authority. Because if it is, truth would change as we change locations. You know, the beliefs of the majority about a certain matter may be different in the South than it is in the North. Also, the views of the majority may vary from country to country. Some countries, for example, consist of populations of people that do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If a person uses the majority as his standard, it's going to seem that he would need to change his beliefs every time that he changed locations when the majority of the people in that new location believe differently from the majority in his previous location. I want us to consider a few Bible examples. In Exodus 23 and verse 2, we have a warning given. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Also in Matthew 7, there's an interesting statement that Jesus makes in verses 13 and 14 that shows to us the great mistake of using the majority as the standard. Here's what Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 says. Jesus doing the talking. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, in some situations there is safety in numbers. However, this concept is not correct when it comes to spiritual matters. Let us not use the majority. Although it's oh so tempting to do so, let us not use the majority as our source of authority. Other people use their conscience. That, to them, becomes a source of authority. This, however, can't be a correct standard, as it is possible for a person to have a good conscience and yet be in sin. There's no better example of this in the Scriptures than the case of Paul. Paul, previous to his conversion, was a persecutor of Christians. He held the garments of those that stoned Stephen in Acts 7. We read about him in Acts 9 that he makes havoc of the church. He gets letters, he gets authorization from the chief priest to go to Damascus, and there anyone that he would find, man or woman, that professed to be a Christian, he had authority to bind them and to bring them and imprison them. And yet, in all of these things that Paul did, we're told that during this time, he had a good conscience. Read it in Acts 23 and verse 1. As Paul stands and gives a defense, he said, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And again, in another reaccounting of his previous life that we have recorded in Acts 26 and verse 9, here's what he said. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. See, friends, a conscience may be programmed incorrectly. And that's what Paul is saying in Acts 26 and verse 9. He said, I thought within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to Jesus. He didn't believe Jesus to be the Son of God. He believed, like most Jews of his day, that Jesus was a deceiver, that he was an imposter, that he was not the Son of God. And so that's what Paul believed. So his conscience acted upon what he believed. Therefore, he could hold the garments of those that stoned Stephen. He could go to Damascus and find any man or woman professing to be a Christian, bind them and bring them and put them into prison, because he thought that to do things contrary to the name of Jesus was the right thing to do. And he did it with all good conscience. so a conscience may be programmed incorrectly, and thus a person can have a good conscience and still be doing wrong. Surely, the conscience by itself is not a correct standard of authority. A conscience must be properly taught, properly trained, properly programmed to God's Word in order to at least be considered as a guide. But no, many people do use their consciences all of the while. They're not being fully understanding concerning the will of God. But then, too, there are others whose parents are their source of authority when it comes to religion. You know, these will not accept the truth on certain subjects because their parents didn't believe it that way. And this is a wrong source of authority. Surely we must always honor our parents. However, it's possible that they may have been wrong in their beliefs and practice. See, we must not reject truth simply because it's contrary to what our parents believed. Matthew 10, verse 37. Jesus said, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." Another thing, there are still others who follow their feelings as their authority. Surely we recognize this as an unsafe guide because many times you and I both have felt that something would happen and yet it did not happen. It's obvious that we can't always trust our feelings. Nevertheless, some people will say, "Well, I know that I'm saved because I feel that I'm saved." They'll say this and just ignore what the Bible teaches about salvation. These individuals might further say something like, "Well, you know, I would not give up this feeling that I have in my heart for a whole stack of Bibles." Sadly, these individuals have their feelings as their authority. And friends, this is a most regrettable attitude because it is so unreliable. Proverbs 16 and verse 25 states a very important truth. It says, "There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And as we've already stated, Paul felt that he was right when he persecuted Christians. So, what is to be our authority? You know, so far we've noticed standards that are not to be our authority. Our authority is not to be the majority, the conscience, our parents, or our feelings. Well, what then is to be our authority, our sole only authority? Our authority is to be God's Word. The Bible is to be our guide. It is to be our source of authority. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." 2 John 9 says that we must abide in the doctrine of Christ. Friends, we must accept the Bible and the Bible only as our source of authority. These human standards that we've spoken about will only lead us astray. Remember, the service is tonight at 7 o'clock. Come and be with us at the East Albertville Church of Christ. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Unto them, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.